The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
It's the last Forex Fridays of a very, very memorable first half. And when you just take this week alone, it's also been pockmarked by a number of interesting events, especially surrounding the U.S. dollar and the Federal Reserve's seeming shifting stances, at least between FOMC officials, on whether or not they will start hiking rates and tapering monetary support. Of course, this brings up a lot of questions. Number one, how might this actually influence the greenback's recent strength? Number two, how might this also impact emerging market currencies, especially here in the Asia-Pacific? And how might this also perhaps bolster the yuan's recent strength, or perhaps even chip away at the renminbi's recent flexing? Well, today on Forex Fridays, we're pleased to have with us Mr. Peter Chia, who's a senior forex strategist at UOB. He's here to help us recap the very memorable week that was for forex markets and to share with us what he's looking out for in the forex space as we head into the second half. Mr. Chia, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a while since we've had you on Forex Fridays. I hope you and your loved ones are still in good health and safe during these uncertain times. And welcome to the show, sir. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you too.
All right, Mr. Chia, as we mentioned, the Federal Reserve has really dominated attention across asset classes. Mm. And while they say that discussions on tapering won't start until later this year, we did hear from Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell that he was still fairly dovish. Then again, he had some of the senior Fed officials, such as the presidents of the Dallas Fed and also the Atlanta Federal Reserve chapter, also say that the rate hikes might happen as soon as 2022. This succession of comments, though, from FOMC officials might signal that the discussion and debate on tapering might have actually happened. What do you think, Wake, of all of these comments that we had to go through over the last couple of days, and how might taper talks affect the recently strong dollar?
I think overall, what's clear is that since last Wednesday or early Thursday morning Singapore time, the Federal Reserve has clearly opened the door of monetary policy normalization. And I think it is just right that they are doing so, because this is all supported by the very strong U.S. numbers. So I think by now it is clear that the Federal Reserve has already started tapering discussion. I think over the past week, we already hear that a few members of the Fed officials already started to say that the discussion has started. But it will probably take a couple of months. There will be no immediate risk of, say, next month, they will really come out and say, okay, we decided what to do. So it probably take a couple of months. We reckon that maybe come August or even September. August, that's the Jackson Hole Symposium. That's an important event risk over there, or the September FOMC meeting. Maybe by then, the Fed officials will have, or at least can share with us what they really think about tapering and when would it begin. So I think overall you can see that this kind of a timeline that they probably set out for all of us will buy them some time to observe incoming data, because right now data has been fairly strong, but we are seeing that because of very strong data, the market expectation is equally strong or even stronger. So we are already seeing that in the last 1 or 2 weeks, because of the very high level to beat, we are seeing that some of the data are starting to come a little bit below expectations. But all in all, I think what we are still expecting is that the Federal Reserve will eventually make a tapering announcement at the December FOMC meeting, and they'll probably start just after that. And this will run for about 1.5 years, all the way until June 2023, because we have to bear in mind that they are actively buying as much as 120 billion of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities every month. So it takes time to run this 120 down to zero. So right, we reckon maybe 1.5 years, then June FOMC, 2023, that will be where the asset purchase will finish. That means it's back to zero. And we expect an interest rate hike, the first interest rate hike of this cycle to begin about 1.5 years.
All right. So, Mr. Cha, I'm looking at the dollar index at the moment. It's easing just a little bit, but still high at about 91.74. If a taper actually happens, how much of an impact would tapering these bond purchases have on the U.S. dollar? And how might this compare to, say, a rate hike? What actually might have a stronger influence on where the dollar index moves?
Correct. So, tapering and rate hike are, I mean, fundamentally, they are very different.
Right.
Tapering, the intention is to bring down interest rate. So even if you're buying lesser, you're just lessening the pressure on interest. So it doesn't really increase interest rate per se. But a real rate hike, it has an immediate effect of increasing the cost of funds just overnight like that. So on the impact of currency, we still think that the strength of the dollar, or the key, the main driver of strength, should come closer to the first rate hike rather than tapering. So tapering, yes, on and off, we will see some effect on the dollar, but it will not be as strong compared to the actual rate hike or the pricing for actual rate hike.
All right, Mr. Cha, you know, I've been asking a number of analysts about the impact of a stronger dollar on emerging markets. We know there's a strong negative correlation between the greenbacks flexing and where emerging markets move. And usually dollar strength filters to the emerging markets through their respective currencies. Given the recent turn of events with the Fed, how is this impacting now your second half outlook for emerging market currencies in Asia? And where might you be seeing the most vulnerability across this complex?
Yes. So, in fact, for the past week, what we have been busy telling clients is to keep a lookout of the Asian FX exposure, and also to consider to look to hedge some of this exposure if it match some of their requirements. Because what we have seen so far is, for the past 1 year or so, since last June or last April, we had this very, very strong period of Asian currency strength. So right now, what we believe is that this period of strong currency strength, Asian currency strength, may be drawing to a close. It will not immediately reverse from here, but it's probably that we are seeing that the odds of Asian currency gaining more at this point in time will be a lot lower. And I think every investor will by now have compared the current episode that we are right now to that of the previous tapering that we had in 2013. And history has shown us that tapering does create some risk for Asian FX, because typically when the Fed is buying lesser, investors typically will pull out their money from Asia and go back to US. So that is the immediate downside risk for Asian FX. And what is a little bit more tricky this time around is that we do have in Asia resurgent wave of a virus together with very low vaccination rollout in this region. So I think that will we have a round of growth downgrade across the region for Asia already. So I think together with tapering risk, now with growth risk, I think in the coming couple of months, we think that there could be a chance that Asian FX could start to unravel and maybe start to weaken gradually going forward.
Are there any emerging market currencies in the Asian Pacific space, though, Peter, that might actually be more sensitive? Is there any currency or a set of currencies that might be that you're watching with a more careful eye for possible shocks or downturn or weakness?
Yeah. So currently, we are watching a little bit more closely on the Indonesian rupiah, the IDR, the Thai baht, and also the Indian rupee. Three of them, in terms of growth, headwinds is fairly severe. Recently we have downgraded GDP for all three of them by up to 2% in one downgrade. And not only that, I think by now it's very clear that all three of them have fairly serious ways of virus infection again. And this is probably causing some concern and even further downside risk for growth and likewise currency. So we are cautious on this flow of currency.
All right, we're still speaking to Mr. Peter Chia, the senior FX strategist at UOB today on Forex Fridays. We've been talking about the Federal Reserve's recent hawkish, dovish seesaw and how it's impacting the U.S. dollar, how it might impact emerging markets. I want to talk about the Chinese yuan now, Peter, because officials in Beijing and the PBOC have tried to temper its recent strength over the last couple of weeks or months. But, you know, the dollar's recent flexing could actually help cool the Chinese renminbi's gains. But I don't know if you noticed today, but there was an article in Bloomberg that pointed out that China's banks now have more than $1 trillion U.S. dollars in foreign currency assets in their deposits for the first time in their history. Yeah, that stronger economy, tighter monetary policy in the moment. Could any efforts by the PBOC to soften the renminbi prove to be a losing battle? And how is this impacting your outlook now for the CNY?
Yeah, so I think that the interesting note on that $1 trillion of U.S. deposit, I think that is worth a mention. But I think currently what is the key driver for at least in the near term or even medium term is I think that of the Federal Reserve and its impact on the dollar. So what I feel is that the Federal Reserve may have done PBOC a favor in a way that markets are right now recalibrating previously very one-sided trades on CNY. So to recall, since July last year, the CNY has been appreciating in almost like a straight line manner from 710 against the dollar to right now. I think before in early June, it was as low as 636. So right now we have rebounded because of this sudden hawkish shift in the dollar. In the Fed, and from 640, we went from 640 to about 649 in just 1 week. So this is a big move. I think markets are right now in the process of recalibration. And I think this is also what probably PBOC really wants, like the markets to move from a very one-sided nature to more like a two-sided, both-sided trading, a little bit more, more balanced structure. I think this is what the market is going into right now. So what we reckon is that we will probably not see the kind of intensity or the strength of the RMB in the past 1 year or so persisting. So more or less, we will see that maybe the dollar CNY will start to gradually turn higher from here. And in the second half of this year, we also noted that probably the growth and also interest rate gap between U.S. and China could tighten. This is in favor of the U.S. dollar because last year was a very different dynamic where U.S. growth and U.S. interest rates were very, very unappealing compared to that of China. So the gap was very big and it's a no-brainer to just buy CNY. But this year, U.S. is recovering in terms of growth, it's recovering in terms of rates. So this gap is narrowing. And you probably put some support for the dollar around here.
All right.
So I think, yeah.
Okay. So finally, Peter, very interesting conversation we're having to wrap up the first half. But of course, before we head into the second half of this year, I do have to ask you about UOB's outlook on our very own Singapore dollar. Now, they've proven to be one of the sturdier currencies in the last 6 months globally and also gaining some significant ground. How might the local currency now trade in the last 6 months of the year? What is your outlook?
So it's like what you correctly pointed out. It's really very interesting how the Sing dollar has behaved or how resilient it is. During our latest wave of infection, the Sing dollar was confined within a 1 cent range, which is a very, very small range. Typically, you will expect if you have a resurgent wave of infection, the Sing will weaken at least 1-2%. It's just under 1%, and the impact is immediately faded away. And I think right now what we are seeing is that the market is looking past this current uncertainty. And like what the minister has pointed out yesterday, we have a clear roadmap of where how we want to emerge from this pandemic. And I think most important is that we have a 4-6% GDP outlook for this year for Singapore, which is fairly decent. If you look around the region, I think there's only a handful of countries that can beat that. So it really anchors the kind of a single strength that we are looking at. And not forgetting, this morning we have a very, very strong industrial production, 30% year on year. Wow, it's like right now we are, our economy is saying that this really puts upside risk to our current forecast of 5.5% for full year GDP for this year. And I think on the back to the currency, we are more interested. We think that in the near term, in the next 6 months or so, the Sing will be strong. It will be able to hold against the dollar. We are thinking that in the next 2 quarters, 133 against the US dollar. More of a consolidation, yes.
Indeed. And currently at 5:55 p.m. this Friday afternoon, we're seeing the Sing dollar actually strengthen to 1.3418 against the greenback, much in line with what you just said, Mr. Cha. I'd like to thank Peter Cha, the senior FX strategist at UOB, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 here on Forex Fridays to talk about their outlook for currency markets in the second half. Mr. Cha, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times. We look forward to next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, happy Friday and have a great weekend ahead, sir.
Thank you, JP.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.